The Pac-LM girls were victorious tonight over the Panthers 84-41, and have a couple of Indians players up here to chat about that. And first up, it is Peyton Jarlid. Peyton, first of all, what were your thoughts on the team's performance tonight? Typical Indians basketball in your mind?
Yeah, in the beginning of the game, we didn't really hit any of our usual outside shots, but we really made up for that with our hustling on defense and driving to the basket, and I think that really made up for it.
Yeah, you made up for it as you ended up as a team hitting 11 threes on the night as you exceed your season points per game average in tonight's victory, and you chipped in with 15 points and two three-pointers. So you are the newbie here for the Indians as you came down from Decorah. Have you fit right into the team? How's that been for you?
It's been awesome. They've been really welcoming and just really accepted me as a basketball player, and that's awesome to feel a part of the team right away.
Now, I don't know what style of game you had been used to playing in Decorah, but joining this team with the frantic pace, fast tempo a lot of times, has that been easy to adjust to for yourself?
It's obviously a very different play of basketball than before, but through conditioning, through practice and stuff, I've gotten in shape, and I think it's been an easy adjustment so far.
Well, you've stepped right in, averaged double digits, doing really a little bit of everything, as a lot of players tend to do for this team. What do you see your role as stepping in for this team? What have you seen that, and what have you looked to provide for the team coming in?
I look to provide just whenever I'm open to try to make the shot for the team, and obviously a defensive threat to whoever I get on. I want to make sure to lower their average of points per game and really try to help the team that way.
Well, yeah, you sped it up again here tonight, and one of the only things that can really slow your team down is some scoreboard issues, which they had a few
yeah.
times in the second quarter, unfortunately. So, yeah, that'll slow down the Indians, but you roll to victory here tonight. So you've had a great run thus far, 17-0 now on the season. So I know the coaches are really happy, not a lot to complain about as far as they're concerned, but I'm sure they're still encouraging, pushing you in practices. What are coaches really saying in practices and before games and after tonight's game, in fact, looking from you going forward?
Well, our coaches, they're always looking into the future. So every time during practice, we always have conditioning. So through every game, we get more and more conditioned. So when we get to some of the more important or tougher games, then we're ready to run the floor as well as we usually do.
All right, Peyton, and your dad, Gavin, is an assistant with the wrestling team, is that right?
Yep.
All right, is life good there? Is he enjoying that?
Yeah, he loves coaching. He loves the guys, and he loves working with everyone there.
Great. Peyton Jarlid, thanks a lot for giving us some time. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
We will see you again soon, and now it is time to hand the headset over to Ellie Ruffridge. Ellie, you love playing basketball anywhere, but here in Lorenz tonight, you tied your career high with 44 points in this win over St. Mary's. Yeah, you didn't even know, I guess, but this was your seventh career 40-point game, and you've had two of them here in Lorenz as you accomplished that against Alterelia last year. So this floor has been really kind to you.
It has. Yeah, it's fun playing here. You know, it's different since we joined in Lorenz, but it's definitely a fun atmosphere to play in because it's our home crowd, and I don't know, there's something about this gym where I just kind of seem to make some shots.
Yeah, you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Really, big time. So, and that must have been the case. I want to backtrack a ways to the game you had against GTRA. This was crazy even for you. 9 for 9 you were from downtown. What was up that night? They were on fire.
I don't know. Every shot I know.
Were they great looks all night, or
yeah.
Were you just feeling like you were in a rhythm?
Yeah, I was definitely in a rhythm. I just wanted to shoot the ball all night. I was just feeling it, like you said. Every time I shot, it just felt so great, and I knew it was in. It was a fun game.
Yeah, and the game the following night was even more fun and rewarding for the team. Talk about what it meant to avenge, to a degree anyway, the championship game loss from a season ago to Nevada, and rallying from behind down 16 points in 1 point in the third quarter to pull that out. What did that mean?
It was so fun. The atmosphere at our home gym was unbelievable. Credit to the crowd, because at the end of the game, they really gave us momentum. But after the championship game last year, we just kind of had a mindset where we knew we were going to play Nevada again, and we wanted to come out and show them how we improved and that we were going to get them. And we did, and it felt really good. Really proud of my team.
Definitely, and maybe you will hopefully see them again down the road. We can certainly hope so, as that would mean that you're state-bound for the second year in a row, but a lot of work to do before you start thinking about that. And you've got, as Peyton does as well, and several of your teammates, plenty more to come as far as high school basketball is concerned, and we're certainly glad about that. But talking college, I know Missouri State you have committed to, it at least verbally. I know you've always had a dream, apparently, of playing Division I basketball, so you will be doing that once the high school days are over. Besides that, of course, what attracted you to Missouri State?
When I first got on campus, you know, there's just something about it that just, you know, I felt just connected already. And the coaches are unbelievable. I mean, playing for Jackie Stiles, all-time leading scorer in NCAA basketball history. Playing for Kelly Harper, who played for Tennessee, and Pat Summitt, and Coach Sullivan, and Coach John Harper. I mean, they're unbelievable. They feel like family. And they just really care about each and every one of their players. And it felt like home.
Wow, that is awesome. So did the head coach recruit you, or was it one of the assistants that was after you heavily?
Last summer, during AAU, their assistant coaches really started recruiting me hard. And then Coach Kelly came to one of my games and then immediately contacted me. And then we set up a visit. And obviously they offered me a scholarship, so we went down, and kind of happened.
And it felt right.
It did.
So, all right. Well, Ellie Ruffridge and also Peyton Gerlid joining us here at halftime. Ellie, thanks so much.
No problem.
Appreciate it as always, and we'll be seeing you two down the road. Thanks
Thank
again.
You.